Return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural, because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living beings.
Jatahi Purushatra Iha Vishnu Padopasattadam Jadesha Sadhutana Priya Atmeshara Suhi. Bhagavad Dharma, he has said in this text, Dharma Bhagavatam, Omaroma Saritrata, Dharma Bhagavatam. From the beginning of life, from childhood, they should be given lessons on Bhagavad Dharma. The Bhagavad Dharma is very clearly indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita should be read very carefully, attentively, from the beginning of that time. Not that Bhagavad Gita should be read in old days. No, from the beginning of that. And whole Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad. And when one is well conversant in Bhagavad Gita, the lessons of Bhagavad Gita, then the Srimad Bhagavatam begins. Bhagavad Dharma means, as we have discussed yesterday morning, that Krishna himself is explaining Bhagavad. Manmana Bhagavan Bhakta Bhajyaji Bhagavasuru Pami Vasa. Even the real aim of life is how to go back home, back to God. They do not know. That is Vidhu. Generally, people do not know what is the aim of life. That is Vidhu, Sakharadim, Ki Vishnu. All the Vedic mantras say, the Rigved mantras say, Om Tad Vishnu Paramantra. That is it. Everyone must meditate upon Lord Vishnu. Meditation means to think of Lord Vishnu within the heart. I think there are many teachers that Ishvara Sarvabhutana Nirdesha Guna Tishtati, the Supreme Lord is sitting in everyone's heart. And that Lord's Murti form is Vishnu. Dhyana, Yoga, all these means to concentrate the mind in Vishnu. Dhyana vasita tadgatena manusa pasantiyam yogino. Yogi, what is the business? Dhyana vasita tadgatena manusa, concentrating the mind, meditating upon the Vishnu Murti. Nowadays they have invented some system of yoga, some life, something like that. But that is not the Shastric injunction. Shastric injunction is to think of Lord Vishnu within the heart. He is already there. So we have to touch out. That is called meditation. That is called dhyana. But in this Kali Yuga, it is little difficult. Why little? It is very, very difficult to sit down in one place and meditate upon Lord Vishnu within the heart. Not only sit down in one place, it is recommended that we should sit down in a sacred place and in a secluded place. Not that it is a fashion. So hundreds of men sitting together and meditating. What meditation? That is not the problem. We'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended to sit down in a sacred and secluded place. That is called that. And sitting in a right angle posture and the eyes up closed, not fully closed. If you fully close, then you will sleep. I have seen so many yogis snoring, sleeping. Yes. And naturally, if you close your eyes and you have no subject matter to think, what is it? Yes, you will sleep. That is not yoga. You have to sit down in a secluded place, in a yogasana, straight body, not speaking, half open eyes, and looking over the tip of the nose. There are so many methods. That is called meditation. But this kind of meditation is very, very difficult in this age. If one can perform, it is well done, but it is very difficult. Kali Yuga, if I sit down to meditate upon, then I shall think of my family, my business, my friends, so many things. It is not possible. Therefore, Shastra recommends, Kite ja dhyayato Vishnu Ketayana Jalito Vakhai Tapare Kali Jajjaya Paluta Dhari Pita. In the Kirti, meaning Satya Yoga, when people used to live for 100,000 years. That time it was possible, that's right. Valmiki Muni meditated for 60,000 years. So actually, this meditation, dhyana, dharana, pranayama, pratyaha, yogi system, that is recommended in the Shastra, the Bhagavad Gita also is there. But in this age, it is not. Even though denied. Krishna, you are recommending me to undergo the process of yoga, but this is not possible. Krishna, Nidhan, Mani, Bhavi, Yusudhishka. It is not possible. But Arjuna was a pure devotee. He was always thinking of Krishna. He had no other business. Therefore, Krishna encouraged Arjuna, he said, don't be disappointed, because you are thinking that you are unfit to meditate upon Lord Krishna. Don't be disappointed. This first class, you are first class. Why? Because yoginanami sarvesham parsvatantaratmana sadhyavan bhagati yoban samin bhuttapamo. Anyone who is thinking of Krishna always within their heart, he is first class. Therefore, kalotad hariti sama, this is first class system. In this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended in the Shastra also, it is recommended that Harinama, 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 Yokivalam, Kalo Unasi, Unasi, Unasi. So we have to follow the intention of the Shastra. We cannot manufacture our own ways of spiritual advancement. That is not the Shastra Vidhima Siddha, Vattati Kamakar. Na siddhim sa vāpa ki, na sukham na parāna ki. Anyone who transgresses the regulatory principle recommended in the śāstra, śāstra vidhi, the śāstra vidhi utsijya, vidhina śāstra vidhi, vartati nāma kāntara, means you can do something. Not sitting for one thing, you never get success. You never be successful. Not sitting the Puranasi. Neither any salvation. Not sitting for one. Not too far. Neither even any material happiness. So, we must accept the Sattva Vidhi. Sattva Vidhi, as it is in the Sattva Vidhi, I have already quoted. Kalo tad hari kivi sama. Kirti tad dhyayatu vishnu tetayam janato makai. Dapari parikat jaya. Kalo tad hari kivi sama. In this age, it has to be the age. Hari kivi sama. The more you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the more you become perfect. This is Sattva. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed. Sadhu Shastra Guru Mahaprabhu. We have to be fixed up. First of all, what is the intention of the sadhu? Then, what the sadhu, those who are devotees, what they are doing? What they are doing? Sadhu, sastra, guru, and what guru is sadhu. We have to follow the three principles. Sadhu Guru Sattva Trinity Koryavi. He is sadhu. Who is abiding by the injunction of the sadhu. And guru. Guru means he is also abiding by the injunction of the sadhu. Then he is guru, he is sadhu. He is sadhu. And he was sadhu the sadhu of the Vistitya. You sadhu vidhi, you give up. Then what is the question of guru and sadhu? Not thinking he is a siddha. He has not attained the perfection because he has rejected the principles of sadhu. So he is bogus. We have to test that he is guru. Tasmād gurum prapatita jigyāsu sreya uttamam. Sābde parīśa nisnātam brahmani upasamāsvayam. The Shastra says, this guru, kasmād guru prapatita. One has to surrender to guru. That is, tadvijñānātam sa guru meva avidatche. One must approach guru. This is beginning. Not that it is optional. I may accept the guru or not accept guru. No, but the chet means he must. It is beginning. This bhāt is where the purport is, one must. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, tasmād guru prapadesa, and who is go to guru? It is not a fashion that we make some guru and we are engaged in our own business and I can say in this society, I am a big guru who can show magic. No. Guru is necessary for him who is inquisitive of transcendental subject matter. He requires a guru, not ordinary. Just like somebody keeps some cats and dogs as passion. Guru is not like that. Guru means one, first of all, who requires a guru. Tasmād guruṁ prapadesa jigyāsu śreya uttamam. One who is inquisitive to know about the spiritual world, uttamam. Uttamam means kudvatamam, transcendental to this darkness. This material world is called darkness, ignorance. Actually it is dark. Because it is dark, material world, that's why we require the sun. By the grace of Krishna, we have got the sun. Jat-chat-kuri-sa-savita-sabalam-prahana is the light of all the planets. Jat-chat-kuri-sa-savita-sabita means sun. Om-bhu-bhu-va-sa-tat-kamiti. Varanam, this is that God. So, who requires a guru? Jigyasu Sevutam. One who wants to go beyond this world of dark. Tamasi, go to Dhamma. This is basic Indian. Don't remain in this darkness. Go to Dhamma. Go to the world where light is there. Jasta prabha prabhavatu jagaganda koti koti suyateshu vasudhadi bhuti hindam tad brahma nishkaram anantam asesa bhutam govindam adibhutam. Jasta prabha, the spiritual world is full of the heart. Just then we have got example. The sun planet, sun globe, there is no darkness. There is always light. On account of presence of the sun, we are getting so much light and heat. Just imagine, what is the position in the sun globe? Sun face. There is always light. This is the example. Similarly, in the spiritual world, it is only light. Not only this light, but the light of knowledge. Therefore, Shastra says, Tamasima, don't remain in the darkness, Jyotirgam. Jyotirgam, come into the light. But one who requires to go to the world of light, he requires a guru. Tasmād guruṁ prapadesa jigyāsu. It's just an inquisition. Everyone is jigyāsu. We go to the market to purchase something, we are also jigyasu here. What is the price of this? What is the price of that? That is also inquiry. But not, inquiry not like that. As we go to the market and inquire about the price. Or sometimes we go to the share market, another material market. There is also inquiry, is it right? But not material inquiry. Vijnasu Sreya Uttama. Sreya, Sreya means ultimate goal of man. In the material world, there is no question of Sreya, it is all Sreya. There are two things, Sreya and Sreya. Immediate benefit, that is called Sreya. That's like child. If you ask child to sit down and read book, you would not like. If you offer a laddu, Hallelujah. It's more that we see, they are saying, we distribute this cash, using the smart cash, you know how to catch it and put it in the mouth. This is called prayer, dear. We do not pray this much. It will give you poison you like to eat. This is God's nature. But if you ask the child now, you will sit down and read books and write you not. That is called Vishraya. Who become educated is good for him, for teacher, but he doesn't write. But if you give our laddu immediately, he lets go. So this is the distinction between Shreya and prayer. So we must be interested in Shreya, not prayer. Prayer is sense gratification. The material life, sense gratification is only required. This is material one. Janamai Kona Digrihami Jisukham Tukcham. This prayer, very dear thing, ultimately sex life, Maitonar, marry, design sex life. Then he gets some children, then he will again grandson. No. The Janamai Kona, here the happiness is centered around that sex life. Tandwani Naparu Ibudukudukam. And as soon as he entered into sex life, Ibudukudukam. One after. So this is prayer. But prayer is how to approach the lotus feet and supreme personality of God and Vishnu. Therefore, here we say, Yatahi Purushasraya Vishnu Padadhusam. How to be engaged in the mercy of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu? That is, possible. This Shreya means self-gratification culminating in sex life. That is available. That will be explained in the next class. Sukham Anjiyakam Tachya Tiho Jogena Vihina Sarvatra Lampati Daiva Yatha Dukham Madanata. This is a friend. Anjiraja Sukham, sense pleasure, that is available everywhere. Even cats and dogs, they have got sense pleasure. But human life is not meant for that purpose. Human life is meant for, this is the idea, the Thāhi Purushattara, Vishnu Pāda Upasattara. This is the question. They do not know it. Prahlāda Mahārāja, another place said, Nathīṁ vidu sārtamatīṁ vishnu durāsayādi mahiratthamānina. Generally, those who are not trained by Guru, they do not know the sārtamatīṁ vishnu. Durasaya. They are trying to be happy with this external energy. Bahirangasapti means this material world. So, one who does not know what is the goal of life, they are interested in this bahirangasapti, external energy. Therefore, Guru required. How to get him delivered from him in classes of external energy. Therefore, Guru required. One who is interested to get out of these activities of external energy, Tatman Gurum Prabhupada, for him, Guru is required. Don't make a Guru as a pattern. Very useless. Then you get some guru who can manufacture gold, and you are interested in gold. So that kind of guru is here it is said, Tasmād Gurum Prabhupāda Tad-vijñānā-saṁsaṁ Tad-vijñā means spiritual science. For that purpose one requires religion, not for any other purpose. Arjuna also showed my example, although he was talking as friend, he submitted to Krishna, Sishakti Hanusadhiman Prabandha. Arjuna was talking directly with Krishna, but because the relationship had affectionate friendship, there could not be any serious talk. Therefore, Arjuna submitted that Krishna, we are talking as friends, it will never come to any serious. But now, I accept you as my guru. Sishakti ham sarima prabandham tatpanna guru abhata sabhav. I am now perplexed. So, when one is actually in knowledge, he feels perplexed. Atatam brahma jidgana. Unless one feels perplexed in this materialistic way of life, his human life is imperfect. One must feel that this material world actually is not happiness. That's why Sanatana Goswami has told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramma Vavahare Kahaya Pundi, Sutta Purimani. I am minister, I am also born of a Brahmin family in India. The Brahmin characters as Panditji. So he said, Dhamma Babuhari Pahoya Pandi. Just like ordinary relationship, village, friendship, they call me Pandi. Pandit means Rana. I also accept that I am Pandi. But actually I am not Pandi. Why not? Apunar Hidai Kishunar. I do not know what is the goal of my life. Ask anyone, what is the goal of that? He may be created, he does not know. But he will ask the thing of Vishnu. They do not know. Therefore, if one is serious about understanding the value of life, the goal of life, he should approach a guru, tasmat guru prabodhita. Prabodhita means to surrender. Not that Guru should be approached for challenge. No. If you challenge, then you will be there. First of all, you must find out a person who, if you can surrender, Kasmat Guru Prabhupada, Tadvidhi, Panipate, Panipate, surrender, that is required. But if you think somebody that is not worth surrendering, then don't make him good. Don't make a pass. First of all, it takes that whether I can surrender, panipāti, then try to understand. Tadvijī panipāti na parikusneha eva. Not only surrendering, but also render service, so that Guru may be pleased that this disciple is very humble and giving service anywhere. Even in material world, if you want to take something from somebody, if you please him by service, it is very easy. Tasmat guru prabodhita vijnanam. So, in yathāhi prusastrayam viṣṇu pādo prusatpadam jadeva sattva bhūtam. Why one should seek after Vishnu? Tad Vishnu paramattva. Because Pradesha Sarva Bhutana Priyo. Everyone's dear. That we have followed. Actually, Vishnu of Krishna is dear most. He is also friend of everyone. When we understand this secret, Hokaram Jagatam Sam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridam Sarva Bhutana. Sridham, he is actual friend. We go to friends for some help, but if he has friend, the natural friend is not, then there is no scarcity. Srilanka Sarvabhuma. Therefore, we should learn how to love Krishna or Vishnu. That is the aim of life. Thank you.